Closed Circle by Robert Goddard. Read by Bill Wallace. Chapter 1. Chance had been our ally too often. We had grown complacent, overconfident of its loyalty, and so the moment when it first chose to betray us was also the moment when we were least likely to suspect that it might. Max and I were leaning against the railings on the empty starboard promenade of the lounge deck, smoking cigarettes and gazing ahead at the widening river as the liner eased away from the shore. On the port side, a crush of passengers were still waving goodbye to the friends and family they were leaving behind in Quebec, but of wistful farewells we had no need. In Max's hand, folded open at an inside page, rested a 2-day-old copy of the Wall Street Journal, and in the emboldened headline of one of the columns blared silently the reason why we had eyes only for the seaway. Babcock fraud case to go to trial in fall. I watched Max scan the words once more and clench his jaw muscles in frustration or shame or relief or whatever he truly felt. And then he took a long pull on his cigarette and said, "Well, that tears it, doesn't it?" "We knew it was coming," I said, by way of consolation. But in the look that passed between us, there was an admission that foreknowledge only compounded the offence. "He'll have a good lawyer," I added with a shrug.
"He'll need one. They both will."
"And there's nothing we could have done except..."
"Go down with them?"
"Exactly."
"Which isn't our style."
"No, it isn't." For an instant I expected him to deplore what we had done, not simply our desertion of the Babcocks, but all the other immoralities and illegalities which lay scattered across our pasts. It was a rare...